I'm going to talk about a nested case control study that we did at the fire department. And again, it's in the World Trade Center Exposed Rescue Recovery Worker Cohort. So, as I said, we're part of an occupational health health program. And there was observation of 31 cases of post-9/11 systemic autoimmune diseases in a mostly white male cohort. This was unusual. The doctors had not seen it before, and so it became something of concern that we wanted to follow up on. So doing some preliminary record reviews, now by the way, our doctors don't treat autoimmune diseases. So this would be in the course of taking a history for someone who came in for their usual 12 to 18 month kind of monitoring exam, that the patients would say that in the past year they'd been diagnosed with an autoimmune disease. So it's not something that we actively look for. So background is that genetic factors are known to influence the development of autoimmune diseases. And a few studies, these are studies outside of World Trade Center exposure, have shown associations between exposures like silica and metals and specific systemic autoimmune diseases like rheumatoid arthritis, systemic sclerosis, lupus, etc. And in occupational health settings outside of World Trade Center, mostly these conditions occurred after many years of a prolonged work exposure. So the hypothesis for this study was to test the a priori hypothesis that acute exposure, which we measure in terms of the time that the worker first arrived at the World Trade Center to work, and or chronic exposure, months of World Trade Center-related work at the site, to test whether they were associated with new onset of systemic autoimmune diseases. So FDNY has performed health evaluations since 1997, every 12 to 18 months. And since 2000, shortly after 9/11, in fact, about a month after, everything became available electronically. And since 9/11, shortly thereafter, the monitoring visits included self-administered computer-based health questionnaires. And in 2005, based on some of the feelings that the physicians who were seeing the patients had that something might be going on, we added a survey question to the self-administered questionnaire, which said, since your last FDNY WTC annual medical, has a doctor or health professional told you that you have that you have arthritis or any autoimmune disease listed below? And the answers included rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, polymyositis, dermatomyositis, and other. For example, psoriatic arthritis or scleroderma. And we had a place for people to write in if there was anything else. This was our first attempt to get some systematic information, not just anecdotal stuff that some of the doctors had a feeling that something might be going on. So the inclusion criteria for being in this case control study was that someone had a monitoring questionnaire, which meant that they came in to FDNY for their annual or every 18-month routine monitoring exam, and that they had an opportunity at least once to answer the question, to self-report about autoimmune diseases, and that we had a known time and date where they first arrived to work at the World Trade Center site, and also a known number of months where they worked at the World Trade Center site. They needed a working telephone number, I'll tell you why in a minute, written consent for research, no pre-9/11 SEDS diagnosis, and they didn't have an unconfirmed SEDS diagnosis. So the final study population is 13,600, which is 88% of the potentially eligible population. We created an autoimmune registry in 2008, so that meant that cases automatically, if you answered yes on that question in any of the questionnaires that you took from 2005 on, or if you told the doctor during your routine monitoring that you were diagnosed with an autoimmune disease, we captured the information in a registry. So let me first tell you what the diseases of interest for this study were. Rheumatoid arthritis, which is the most common systemic autoimmune disease, and also in our population was the most common, spondyloarthritis, inflammatory myositis, systemic lupus, systemic sclerosis, etc. Most of these diseases had in the past been linked to occupational exposures, and we had rheumatologists on board who helped us decide which would be the diseases of interest. And once a case entered the registry by either route, either by self-report or by text reviews of the doctor's notes where they indicated that someone had reported this, the registry clinician called every potential case, and that's why they needed the phones. So we asked, or the registry clinician did, every potential case to please provide documentation from their treating, either physician, internist, or in most cases, rheumatologist. And we required the specific said diagnosis, the approximate date of diagnosis, any supporting lab work, imaging, pathology, etc. And that was sent to our registry clinician by the patient. Then cases were re-reviewed by our group, which included two board-certified rheumatologists who were blinded to the WTC exposure history of the patient. All diagnoses met the American College of Rheumatology criteria, and only confirmed cases that were confirmed or reconfirmed by our rheumatologists were used in this specific analysis. And we selected potential controls, four potential controls for each case. They were also called by the registry clinician to verify their non-case status. So just to be sure that we wanted to check that 2 years prior to the diagnosis date of the case, that this person had not been, did not have, to the best of his knowledge, mostly it was his knowledge, any rheumatologic disease of interest. Cases of SEDS had to be diagnosed between 9/12 and 9/11/2013. After case accrual, we randomly selected four match controls per case based on the criteria you see here. So year of hire within 1 year of the case, gender, race, and work assignment. So work assignment was firefighter or EMS. We don't have only firefighters, but they are by far the larger group in our cohort. And year of hire pretty much or very much controls for age, because by and large the classes are homogeneous in age. So by limiting to year of hire, we thought that first of all you control for age, but also we knew then that the likelihood that the cases and controls would have had similar exposures over time as building materials and firefighting equipment and stuff like that changed. Exposure assessment. So acute exposure was based on the earliest time of arrival at the World Trade Center site, and this was taken from the first post 9/11 health questionnaire. And we categorized for this study arrival time into morning of 9/11 versus any time after that. But we worked, so the fire department was active at the site through 7/25/02. So that's 10 months that firefighters worked at the site. And this work went on by non-firefighters well after that. But the fire department was out of the site by 7/25/02. So we categorized high exposure as arriving on the morning of 9/11 and otherwise was not high. But everyone was exposed, you understand. Everyone was exposed. And in 2002, we added questions about chronic exposure or duration of work to the questionnaire. And this is crude. We wish we did a better job, but we didn't. And in this, we asked participants to indicate the months in which they worked at the site for at least one day. And then we summed the number of months that a member worked. So here you can see the results, the distribution of diseases. So there were 59 confirmed cases in this cohort. Rheumatoid arthritis was the most common, spondyloarthritis with the subcategories of psoriatic arthritis, ankylosing spondylitis were the next large group. We did have a big number of inflammatory myositis cases, which you only see 8, but that's quite a rare disease in the general population, et cetera, et cetera. The next one down, I guess I'll mention, is lupus. Characteristics of cases and controls, this is just to show you that we matched pretty well. So you can take a look and, you know, we matched on race, so of course. We matched on gender, so of course, and we matched on class. Because as Charlie was saying, the exposures for firefighters were different than the exposures for people in the emergency medical service who are on the periphery of the pile. And the pile is the term that's used for the enormous amount, the tons of dust and concrete and glass, et cetera, that firefighters and others worked on for many, many months. But if you look at chronic exposure, here that we classified as 2 or more months, and low exposure, you can see that it looks like it's in the cases that they're more likely. Of course, we didn't match on exposure. That was what we were interested in. So you can see that there was a higher level of chronic exposure, and there was also more likely in the cases to have higher level of acute exposure, meaning the morning of 9/11. And then we did conditional logistic regression models for duration of World Trade Center exposure and risk of any SIDS outcome. And you can see that using duration as a continuous variable, so that meant compared to 1 month of work, everyone worked a minimum of 1 month, compared to 1 month of work, if you look at the median split, you can see that it's 2.40 odds of having increased likelihood of an outcome of SEDS, or 13% increase per month of work at the site. Did not seem to be any effect at all of tobacco, and no effect of PTSD. And in the sensitivity analysis, we removed cases that were diagnosed within 2 years of 9/11, feeling that maybe that really was not sufficient time. Who knows what the latency period is between exposure and some of these systemic autoimmune diseases. But when we removed 5 cases that were diagnosed in the 2 years, within 2 years of 9/11, we saw that, in fact, duration was the same or slightly higher in both the median split and in both the continuous. So the summary is that we had 59 confirmed cases of SEDS. Rheumatoid arthritis was the most common. Cases were significantly more likely to report prolonged work exposure at the WTC site as a continuous variable. The conditional odds ratio of SEDS was 1.13, or 13% increased risk for each month worked at the site. Based on the model, for those who worked the full 10 months, had tripled the risk of SEDS compared with those who worked just 1 month. Early arrival at the site conferred an elevated odds, 1.85, but it was not statistically significant. So relevance to 9/11 victims is that since individuals with prolonged work at the WTC site are at increased risk of SEDS, we think that routine monitoring and screening should be incorporated into any when they come for their physical exams. Now, the registry does not have a component of that, but the other sites, there's Bellevue and there's Stony Brook and FDNY, and there's the big cohort at Sinai, ought to be doing sort of active case finding, because we know that early treatment, early identification can help reduce some of the really profound side effects of chronic reduced quality of life and pain and all sorts of things. So SEDs are rare. Their effect on disability and activity limitation are great. We found a strong association between prolonged work at the site and odds of SEDs, and enhanced surveillance for WTC-exposed workers and residents to replicate our findings.